si quieres a perder a ningún destino sin ningún porqué. Ya lo sé, mi corazón que no ve es corazón que no siente, corazón que te miente, amor. Pero sabes que en lo más profundo de mi alma sigue aquel dolor por creer en ti, que fue de la ilusión y de lo bello que es vivir. ¿Para qué me curaste cuando estaba herido si hoy me dejas de nuevo el corazón partido? ¿Y quién me va a entregar sus emociones? ¿Quién me va a pedir que nunca la abandone? ¿Quién me tapará esta noche si hace frío? ¿Quién me va a curar el corazón partido? ¿Quién llenará de primaveras este enero y bajará la luna para que juguemos? Dime si tú te vas, dime cariño mío. ¿Quién me va a curar el corazón partido? Sobra, nunca fue compartir sino dar limosna, amor. Si no lo sabes tú, te lo digo yo. Después de la tormenta siempre llega la calma, pero sé que después de ti no hay nada. ¿Para qué me curaste cuando estaba herido si hoy me dejas de nuevo el corazón partido? ¿Y quién me va a entregar sus emociones?
No tienes alma, Yo no tengo valor para ver cómo te marchas, como si no pasara nada. No tienes ganas y yo me muero por darte las fuerzas.
Radio, radio, radio.
Good evening, it's 7 o'clock, and it's time for the WRCT Radio and Music Calendar. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and here at the station, we want to keep you apprised of some of the events going on in the greater Pittsburgh area. On October 24th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the South Point Printscape Arena, it's the Greater Pittsburgh Guitar Show. The Greater Pittsburgh Guitar Show will bring together guitar collectors, vendors, builders, luthiers, and players for a one-day buying, selling, and trading event. The show will include new, used, and vintage music instruments, electronics, hard-to-find parts, records, compact discs, tapes, memorabilia, and more. The Greater Pittsburgh Guitar Show will be held Sunday, October 24th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., For more information, go to guitarshowusa.com. Happy Trolloween! Spooky season arrives at Phipps Conservatory with a celebration of all things creepy and crawly as the Hidden Life of Trolls presents the Fall Flower Show, Happy Trolloween. Phipps has been creating the Fall Flower Show, a chrysanthemum-themed seasonal show, since 1894. On display now through October 31st at Phipps Conservatory at Schenley Park near Oakland. For more information, go to phippsconservatory.org. The Lawrenceville Farmers Market occurs every Tuesday from 3 to 7 p.m. May 18th through December 14th. The Lawrenceville Farmers Market hosts over 30 wonderful vendors in Arsenal Park each Tuesday from now through December 14th, rain or shine. 3 to 4 p.m. is reserved for shoppers disproportionately affected by COVID-19. For more details, you can call 412-802-7220 or email market@lunited.org. Monster Fish, an exhibit by the National Geographic Society, depicts the search for the last of the ancient and giant river fish. The exhibit features life-size sculptures of monster fish as well as videos and hands-on activities. On display now through December 27th at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History in Oakland, located at 4400 Forbes Avenue, go to carnegiemnh.org for more information. The exhibition Wildlife brings together the work of Elizabeth Murray and New York-based sculptor Jesse Reeves. Murray's monumental fractured canvases from the 1960s to the 2000s are paired with Reeves' recent reupholstered sculptures. On display now through January 9th at Heinz Galleries at the Carnegie Museum of Art in Oakland. For more information, go to cmoa.org. At Heinz Galleries, they're featuring the Fabricated Landscape. June 26th through January 17th, 2022, the Fabricated Landscape exhibition presents cutting-edge spaces designed by 10 international architectural practices led by some of the most innovative minds working in architecture today. On display now through January 17th at the Heinz Galleries at Carnegie Museum of Art in Oakland, 4400 Forbes Avenue. For more information, check out cmoa.org. Marisol and Warhol take New York. It charts the emergence of the Paris and Pittsburgh-born pop artists in their early 1960s. The exhibition explores the artists' parallel rises to success, the formation of their artistic personas, their gallery relationships, and early artistic practices from 1960 to 1968. On display starting October 14th through February 14th, 2022, at the Andy Warhol Museum on the North Side. For more information, visit warhol.org. The Pittsburgh Banjo Club meets at the Allegheny Elks Lodge 339, located at 400 Cedar Avenue, every Wednesday at 8 p.m. You can stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club's regular rehearsal and enjoy their wonderful food, and refreshments are available. Enjoy their wonderful music. Food and refreshments are available. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and 1930s. The Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge on Cedar Avenue in the north side. Reservations must be made by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday event. You can call 412-321-1834 for reservations. If you or your organization would like an event to be included in the WRCT radio calendar, please send the details at least 2 weeks in advance to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Let's look at the WRCT music calendar. Starting this Friday, October 15th at Star Lake at 5:30 p.m., we've got Slipknot, Killswitch Engage, Fever 333, Code Orange. 6 p.m. at Preserving Underground, the Four-Eyed Horseman, MC Lars, MC Frontalot, Mega Ron, Schaefer the Dark Lord. 6:30 at Stage AE, Doobie with DJ Highlight, Anella Harem, E. Hud. 6:30 at the Vinosky Winery, the Franchise Band. 8 p.m. at Club Cafe, the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, Night 1 of 2 with Haggard Wolf. 8 p.m. at Mr. Small's Theater, Drive-By Truckers with Buffalo Nichols. 8 p.m. at the Thunderbird, Eric Gales. 8:30 p.m. at the Hard Rock Cafe, Mick Blankenship with Stone Cold Killer. This Saturday, the 16th, 2:30 at Thunderbird, Birds Aren't Real. 6 p.m. at Preserving Underground, Imperial Triumphant with Pyron with Contentment. 7 p.m. at the Oaks Theater, Heatherland. 8 p.m. at Club Cafe, the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, Night 2 of 2 with Endless Mike and the Beagle Club. 8 p.m. at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's Fortune Teller for a record release show. 8 p.m. at Mr. Small's Theater, Pine Grove with Skull Crusher and Blue Ranger. 8 p.m. at the Thunderbird, Monophonics, and 8:30 at the Craft House, Joint Operation. This Sunday at 6 p.m. at Preserving Underground, Fangs. 8 p.m. at Jurgles, Danny Duncan. Monday the 18th, 7 p.m. at Stage AE, Mark Ribblant with Normal Creatures. 7:30 at the Craft House, Teenage Bottle Rocket with Broadway Calls. 8 p.m. Club Cafe, Matthew Mayfield and Garrison Starr. 8 p.m. at Jurgles, Angel. 8 p.m. at Thunderbird, TV Girl. Tuesday the 19th, 8 p.m. at Club Cafe, Aaron McGown with Steve Slag. 8 p.m. at Mr. Small's Theater, Lucero with Morgan Wade. 7 p.m. at the Roxy and Princess Nokia. 8 p.m. at the Thunderbird, Perpetual Groove. And this Wednesday, 6 p.m. Preserving Underground, Devin Baldwin with Hearts. 8 p.m. at Club Cafe, Island Jewel. 8 p.m. at Jurgles, A Flock of Seagulls. 8 p.m. at Mr. Small's Theater, Rival Sons with Ida May and Jameson Burt. And 8 p.m. at the Thunderbird, Chris Kane. If you represent a Pittsburgh-related musician, band, or venue and would like us to list your event in our music calendar, please send email to music-calendar@wrct.org. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Stay tuned here on WRCT 88.3 FM.
large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We are midway through the Viva La Mock radio program here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. And I want to remind you that Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Now, Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater located in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. And each week, they choose a new movie theme. They showcase cult, foreign, animated, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn and real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. Let's get halfway through. We know what we do. Midway through. Which half? I don't know. The first half. We're going into the second half. We do a thing called the WRCT Radio and Music Calendar at this time each and every week. Let's start things off by taking a look at the WRCT Radio Calendar. Let you know some things going on in the area that maybe you can get out and see and enjoy and be cultured. For example, for over 10 years, the Martinis with Monet exhibit has been the premier art event in Butler County. The Cranberry Artist Network presents the finest art and artists from the region, and they have an opening reception coming up very, very soon. It is this week. It is July 7th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Cranberry Township Municipal Center on Rochester Road up in Cranberry, and it's open to the public. No tickets are necessary. The exhibit itself is happening up there, and again, it starts on the 7th. That's why they're having an opening reception. Goes all the way through August 19th. For more information, cranberryartistnetwork.com and then /2021 Monet. Speaking of Monets, I'm talking about Grace Jones. Yep, she's a Monet. Is she not? No, I don't know. I don't even know where I'm going with that. But we know Grace as a groundbreaking musician, a model, an actress, a performer. She is unapologetically androgynous, theatrical, and inventive. Well, guess what? She and Andy Warhol were buddies, and they met back in the 70s, and they remained lifelong friends. So there is an exhibit at the Warhol called A Taste of Grace, and it's talking about her as a cultural sensation, includes portraits by Warhol and over 30 photographs and dozens of archival items. More information at warhol.org. That is going on all the way through the month of November, and it's already started, so you got time to get down there. And don't forget, if you want to get out on a weekend, the Cary Blast Furnaces is doing a cinema where the backdrop of your movie is the Blast Furnaces in Rankin. It's called the Cary Carpool Cinema. For more information, you can go to riversofsteel.com/experiences and check out what movies they have going on all summer long, and maybe get out and see an old classic movie. Speaking of getting out, each and every Tuesday, if you get to Lawrenceville and you get out and about and go to Lawrenceville Park, you will find vendors set up with a bunch of fresh fruits and vegetables and meats and all that good stuff. We call those things a farmer's market here in the city. Out in the country, they just call it a market. But it happens Tuesdays from 3 to 7 at the Arsenal Park, rain or shine. Just dress appropriately. You know, that's all I ask. That's all I ask. And that's more than just wearing pants. Maybe you should put a raincoat on if it's raining, some of those things. For more details on it, you can email market@lunited.org or give them a call at 412-802-7220. That has been my WRCT radio calendar. Those are events I know of that I wanted to share with you. If you have an event that you'd like us to share, send an email to radio-calendar@wrct.org and say, hey, Mockster said you might put this on your calendar. Yeah, why not? Name drop me. It gets you nowhere except for unless you email me and name drop me then, and then boom, right to the top of the list. And once again, I don't even know what's going on. I'm just rambling. Oh, let's turn our attention to a WRCT music calendar. Let you know some events happening here in the coming weeks. For example, Buck Cherry is on Wednesday at the Vinosky Winery in Ross Traver, and Faster Pussycat with Enough's Enough is at Jurgles, and Fits in the Tantrums is performing at the Allegheny Outlook. That's all happening on Wednesday, July 7th. July 8th, Mando Richards say, hey, Moxter, you might want to know about this one on July 8th. Of course, I figured out where I put it. It's a Thursday. It's at Schenley Plaza. It's at noon. It's part of a lunchtime concert series that Clive puts on. And Debbie Pace and Donna O will both be performing. So that's coming up on Thursday. What else do I got? Albert Cummings doing a free show at the South Park Amphitheater on July 9th. The Whiskey Rebellion Festival is happening down in Washington, PA. I've been there more than once, but a bunch of stuff happening, like Jacob's Ferry Stragglers, the Sweaty Already String Bands performing, Devilish Mary, Glass Run Road, Snappin' Bug String Band. So it's a foot-stomping good time, and you will see someone get tarred and feathered. And that is no joke. But if you miss it, you know, but they do tar and feather people. Maybe with a donation, maybe you can get tarred and feathered. I don't know. You'll have to go down, check it out, and find out more about it. What else is happening? Mo is performing a free show at the Heartwood Acres Amphitheater on Sunday the 11th. Just scrolling through. Oh, Lita Ford's coming to Jurgles on the 19th. That is happening. Molly Hatchett on the 24th down at the Minoski Winery. That's going on. Dar Williams is there the next day on the 25th. Again, that's down in Ross Traver. Berlin coming to South Park Amphitheater on Friday the 30th with Terry Nunn in the band. The Average White Band is doing a free show at Heartwood Acres on August 1st. The Spinners are at the South Park Amphitheater on the 6th. Jayhawks, that's a show I need you to know about. The Jayhawks, played them a little earlier in the show. August 8th at the Heartwood Acres Amphitheater as well. The Pie Tasters coming to the Craft House on the 11th of August. And let me find just one more. Hey, how about Modest Mouse performing at Stage AE on the 18th? Yeah, you just wait. When the fall hits, we are going to be ramped up with shows coming out of our ears, and I'm very excited about that when that can happen. In the meantime, if you know of a show, or I didn't tell you about a show, or if I said, hey, Moxter, what about that Popular Creeps is coming to Woolly Bullies on July 17th out in New Brighton? You didn't mention that one. Send me an email, but don't send it to me. Send it to our calendar people. They have their own email address. music-calendar@wrct.org is what their address is. And we'll put it on the calendar for you. You can hear this calendar, both calendars actually, each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., 11 p.m., and then on Tuesdays there's that special 5 p.m. that I do for you because I'm special. I am. I am, at least that's what my mom says. Hey, let's get back into more music. Don't forget we have a UFO mock coming up in less than an hour because it is World UFO Day. That is happening, but Megan reached out and said, Moxter, it's the holiday that you have to play some Silkworm, not just any Silkworm, Wet Firecracker. This is for you, Megan.
Fuck. was out of his sight. Every day we drop the bottle, we bring up the offering. Microwave refrigerators for the suffering. Come on, baby, won't you show me what you got, yeah. I want your salvation, whoa. Come on, baby, won't you show me what you got, yeah. I want your salvation, whoa.
To play,
come out to play,
and we'll pretend. have such an...
Celebration of the Mock tonight, because today is World UFO Day. I went back to the Groovy Ghoulies World Contact Day album to find you 50,000 spaceships watching over me. Before the Groovy Ghoulies, some Bad Religion in there with Atomic Garden. Also played Rancid. Yeah, Rancid with Salvation, and start off the entire set with a suggested song, Wet Firecracker from Silkworm. If you've got a request, shoot me an email. That's the best way. In fact, I'll be honest, it's the only way to get a request on the air. Shoot me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com, and I'll do my best to get you that request played on a future show. Hey, we're about 19 and a half minutes past the hour. That means in about 40 and a half minutes, or let's just say 40 minutes by the time the Mockster's done rambling, we've got a mock coming up of UFOs, yeah. So it's going to be all songs, for the most part, with UFO in the title. So it's not spaceship songs or alien songs. It is specifically UFO, and it is not a mock of the band UFO. Just I'm putting it out there early in case you got too excited, because the Mockster couldn't find a lot of UFO covers, as far as the band goes, that would be really make for a good mock. So I'm just telling you that. I am just telling you that. I'm also telling you that... It was actually on this day back in 1997 that we lost Jimmy Stewart.
Yes.
Cause you're my soul grinder. You want it, you got it.
Great little song from the Morning After Girls called Fireworks, believe it or not, here on the Viva La Mach radio program. I got a chance many, many years ago to actually catch the Morning After Girls. They are playing down in Mr. Small's. There were three bands on the bill, and I believe it or not, don't remember who the other two were. It might have been the Walkmen, could have been the BMRC. I don't know. I don't remember, but I do remember the Morning After Girls were on the bill. Before the Morning After Girls, some Head Candy, a band out of Iowa City, Iowa, came out of the ashes of the Dang Trippers, and I was going to play some Dang Trippers, but I'm like, no, let's play some Head Candy instead. Soul Grinder from their Starcaster album. Also played some Not a Surf in there with Firecracker, and start off the entire set with Harvey Danger doing their tribute to Carlotta Valdez. And I'll tell you another fun story, and it's a fun story just because I'm telling it. It doesn't mean that it was actually a fun story, but I actually got a chance to see Vertigo, the film, at the Castro Theater in San Francisco. The last time I was out there was a special presentation, and Kim Novak was there. She did a Q&A, and she was on stage and all that good stuff. And believe it or not, it was the first time I had ever seen the film. So, you know, I just wanted to wait till the right moment, and apparently that was the right moment. Hey, you know what else is the right moment? I don't even know how to say that. I was trying to segue it. I'm talking about Sean Watson's show. It's a right moment each and every Tuesday. It's called A Minute Pause, where he plays a whole bunch of great songs from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Again, it's A Minute Pause, an almost insignificant space. Not a minute pause. That would be 60 seconds of space. This is 10 to 2. That's like 4 hours. 4 hours of great rock and or roll. Got a UFO mock coming up here in about 25 minutes. How's some pair of Ubu? Cleveland, Ohio zone. Non-alignment fact.
Earl of Quadrilles, the Madison and Cheap Thrills, Boyd with the McGee, the Sambers and Joe C. They're playing our tune by the big moon. We're incognito down the Lido, and we like the strand. Arabs and Oasis, Eskimos and Chinese. If you feel blue, look through who's who. See like Hulu and Nijinsky. Do the Stransky. Weary of the waltz and mashed potato schmaltz. But it can't be strand power. The Sphinx and Mona Lisa, Lolita and Ganita, did the strand.
the watch words. She thinks it's true, 'cause that's just her. She always was a little bit confusing. She's not worth the time I had to move. That's her. I'll never believe her again. Tonight I have to see my.
Some hoodoo gurus wrapping up that set of music with I Want You Back. Before that, how about some Robin Hitchcock with Madonna of the Wasps? Also played some Roxy music with Do the Strand, released back in 1973 from their second album. And I'm going to tell you, it was on this day in 1973 that Brian Eno called it quits with Roxy music. So I wanted to play a song that he played on. And someday, like, if we're just hanging out and you're like, hey, Moxter, tell me your story on how you became to appreciate Roxy music. Because I will be the first to admit the very first song I heard from them when I was a wee little lad, or I might have been in my 20s, I don't remember, I didn't really care for. And I was like, huh, what's all the hullabaloo about this band? And then slowly I've heard other songs, and even that song I've come to appreciate. And maybe it's just because, you know, it just wasn't what I was into at the time, you know? People grow up, you know. Anyway, before the Roxy music, Pere Ubu with a non-alignment pack. Played that, A, because it's a good song, and B, is because leader of Pere Ubu is none other than Dave Thomas. And Dave, that's not the Dave Thomas. They're both from Ohio, but that's not the Dave Thomas that started Wendy's. But I played that because the Dave Thomas who did start Wendy's, if he were still with us today, he passed in 2002. But if you're still with us today, he'd be 89 years old. This is the anniversary of his birth is today. And speaking of Dave Thomas and the Dave Thomas Foundation, I'm going to move into that. I'm going to segue that into, this is just an appropriate time here on the Viva La Mock radio program to play a special public service announcement from the Dave Thomas Foundation.
I am not a troublemaker.
I am not too old.
We're not twice the burden.
I am.
Hi, y'all. This is Chardonnay Daniels. You're listening to my buddy, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Maybe you haven't seen me in a little while. I'm that drum beat coming through your car radio. And I'm that thumping bass that drags you along with the rhythm. I'm that part of music that makes you wanna dance. Gospel song issuing forth from a Sunday morning church house.
Jesus.
of a high mountain fiddle. I'm the blues at midnight oozing out of a back street honky-tonk. I draw my nourishment from the teeming streets of New York City, the lonely grain-covered plains of Minnesota, from cabaret and camp meeting, bayou and beer joint, good times and ghettos. I was born in the houses of New Orleans and traveled up the river on the northbound paddle wheelers. I was nurtured in the Mississippi Delta when the seeds of the blues sprang forth from the rich black soil. I was there when Elvis learned to sing, when BB got his first guitar. I'm black and white and smooth and rough and hard and soft. I'm the roots of American music, and I'm always there just below the surface. And when the chaff of trend and fad is swept aside, I'm exposed again. Strong, pulsating, and very much alive. The winds of change may blow the tree away, but the roots remain. Then, now, and until the end.
Ports in Session. The defender of the faith, the defender of the gates, your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
Good evening, Pittsburgh. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org and WWRO Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and you're listening to Courts in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30 with a repeat presentation Monday afternoon.